When the Republican convention arrives in New York City at the end of the month, thousands of men and women in uniform will be on hand to protect the delegates. But the city has enlisted more than just police and the military. New York City's doormen, with their top hats and white gloves, are the latest recruits in the war on terror. NPR's Robert Smith explains.
All the regulars on Park Avenue know Joe Vigona. For 22 years now, he's been a fixture at the front door of one of the city's top-rated luxury buildings.
People come in, the help comes in. Anybody that comes in, I'm at the door. And I have a good day, good morning. That's my job.
But his job is about to get a little more serious. On a recent morning, Vigona traded in his doorman's hat for an NYPD baseball cap. He and about 50 other building doormen, supers, and elevator operators assembled at an Upper East Side high-rise to get trained in being the city's new eyes on the street. Vigona says that since 9/11, he's already been on the lookout for more than just the Chinese food delivery guy.
And you look at the people and you look and you're studying them and you say to yourself, I hope, you know, he's not one of them or, you know, terrorist or an Arab or, you know, whatever. It's a sad thing and it's a scary thing that what's going on now.
The idea to train New York's 28,000 building personnel started soon after September 11th as a joint project of the Doorman's Union, 32BJ, and the building owners. Linda Nelson, the director of the new program, says this is a group of professionals that makes it their business to spot things that are out of the ordinary.
They know the building best. They know the building better than the tenants do because they know the basement, they know the roof, they know every access point in the building. So they're really uniquely positioned to notice things that others may not notice.
Okay, what we're going to go over now in this half is weapons of mass destruction. Okay, we're going to go over nuclear, radiological...
Verna Tassotto, an off-duty NYPD officer, goes over how to respond to everything from a nuclear blast to an anthrax attack, how to approach suspicious packages and visitors. She also has more mundane advice, like how to spot a fake ID and whom to call with tips. As the building doormen and supers whisper to each other and take notes, it's obvious that this isn't really a fighting force. Many carry the stomach punch of working a desk job. But Tassotto says they don't have to live up to New York's finest.
We don't want you to be chasing anyone. We don't want you to have physical contact with anyone. We want you to just to report it.
And she reminds the doormen that they aren't just spying on the street. She puts up a picture of common materials used in bomb making and asks them to watch their own tenants.
Okay, that suspicious resident that just moved in. Okay, walks in with some of this stuff. Should we be concerned?
A little bit.
If there are any concerns about privacy, no one voices them. After the session, one building worker jokes that they do work for the tenants, after all, not the police, and won't likely be ratting out the people who trust them and tip them. Still, doormen like Vigona say they return to their jobs a little more vigilant.
There was a few things that really surprised me when the young lady showed me about the Amtrak, and I never thought it would be like that. That's why I said it's good that everybody should get together, sit down, and have these training courses so people know what to expect.
With the Republican convention looming and new terror alerts, there's been a real demand to get more New York City doormen trained up quickly. More than 1,200 building workers have already taken the seminar, and there's already talk of expansion, offering similar courses to night janitors at commercial buildings. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.